G'day and welcome to Ad Nauseam Podcast. Today we're going to talk about pediatric petechiae and purpura, the resource for today's RCH's guideline on petechiae and purpura. Two key points: the majority of children with petechiae do not have a serious bacterial infection or meningococcal disease and will often not have a specific cause identified. And seriously unwell children with petechiae and purpura, plus or minus fever, require urgent management. Petechiae and purpura are hemorrhage into the skin and a non-blanching as a result. Petechiae up to 2 millimetres in size and purpura 3 to 10 millimetres, with ecchymoses being greater than 10 millimetres. Let's think about some differentials now. Infective, viral being the most common, enterovirus, adenovirus, influenza. Bacterial, Neisseria meningitidis, so meningococcal disease, Streptococcus pneumoniae, Haemophilus influenzae, Group A strep, Staphylococcus aureus. Mechanical causes such as vomiting or coughing, which occur in the distribution of the SVC. Local physical pressures, for example, holding a child during a procedure or a tight tourniquet. And think about NAI or accidental injury. Hematological causes, ITP, malignancy including acute leukemia, aplastic anemia, DIC, and hemolytic uremic syndrome. And then the other causes including vascularity, so HSP and drug-induced thrombocytopenia. Additionally, in newborns, consider congenital CMV, toxoplasmosis, and neonatal lupus. For assessment, in history, for infection, immunization status, so children less than 6 months of age or kids with incomplete immunization status, rapid onset and or rapid progression of the symptoms and rash, medications, prior treatment with antibiotics may mask, a bacterial infection, high-risk group, so immunosuppression, previous invasive bacterial infections, and travel history, maybe dengue or rickettsial infections, and sick contacts. For mechanical causes, we want a history of trauma or injury or vomiting. For the vascular and hematological causes, association with bleeding, abdominal pain, joint pain, difficulty mobilizing, and constitutional symptoms. On examination, for observation, is the child well or unwell? And children that are considered unwell, is more indicative of sepsis, abnormal vital signs, tachypnea, tachycardia, desaturation in air, cold shock, narrow pulse pressure, cold extremities, prolonged cap refill, warm shock, wide pulse pressure, so low diastolic, bounding pulses, flushed skin with rapid cap refill, altered conscious state, so irritability or lethargy, and limb tenderness or difficulty mobilizing. And for the hematological and vascular causes, hepatosplenomegaly, lymphadenopathy, swelling or erythema of joints, and of course, looking at the rash. Is it palpable purpura or petechiae? Are they tender? And what's the location, say dependent regions, for example, in HSP? Let's go through the management flowchart now. The first question, is the child seriously unwell? If the answer is yes, we're going to assess and manage for potential sepsis with blood culture, antibiotics, fluid resuscitation, and consideration of ICU involvement. For antibiotics, kefotaxime 50 milligrams per kilo and benzyl penicillin 60 milligrams per kilo in week 1, 12 hourly intravenously, in weeks 2 to 4, 6 to 8 hourly, in weeks greater than 4 to 2 months, 6 hourly. After the 2 months of life, the antibiotics change to ceftriaxone and flucloxacillin. Ceftriaxone usually 50 milligrams per kilo IV daily to 2 grams. For severe infections, 100 milligrams per kilo to 2 grams IV daily, or split that dose 12 hourly. Flucloxacillin, 50 milligrams per kilo IV, 6 hourly. If the child's not seriously unwell, the next question is, are there purpura? If the answer is yes and the child is well and the purpura are on the lower limbs and buttocks, plus or minus joint pain and swelling, plus or minus abdominal pain, we're going to treat as HSP. If the answer is no, the following question is, there any evidence of a mechanical cause for petechiae? If yes, treat the cause, for example, vomiting, and consider review in 12 to 24 hours. If there's no mechanical cause, then we're going to investigate further. Full blood count and film, CRP, blood culture, plus or minus lumbar puncture, especially if there's been previous antibiotics, given the risk of meningitis. For these kids, we need to observe for 4 hours at least, with half hourly obs and examination of the skin. If during the observation period there's a deterioration in vital signs or an increase in the petechiae, we're going to treat as sepsis. Looking at the labs, if the white cell count is less than 5 or greater than 15 and or CRP greater than 8, the next question is the child developing unwellness? If the answer is yes, treat as sepsis. If the answer is no, then there's some rational decision making about whether we observe, treat, or discharge with review within the following 12 to 24 hours. If the white cell count is between 5 and 15 and the CRP is less than 8, we then need to investigate the hematological causes. Is there a normal platelet count, normal hemoglobin, no hepatosplenomegaly, and no lymphadenopathy? If the answer to all those is yes, then discharge with review within 12 to 24 hours with primary care. If the answer is no, we do need to investigate the hematological causes such as ITP and malignancy, and these kids will need admission and consultation with peds and or peds heme. Okay, that was the approach to pediatric petechiae and purpura. Thanks for listening.